No. Yo.
Y'all already know what it is. Here we go. Wham. And y'all already know what it is, what it was, what it gonna be like. This is Big Humpy Big House, you know what I'm talking about. And we broadcasting live from the playground. You dig? With
yes,
my
sir.
Dog, AB. He back in the building, HB. And hey, y'all know it's for real this time. He ain't got no heartbeat.
He ain't breathing. My HB stood for Hospital Byron last week. I was sick in the morning. I was finna go check in.
Hell no, man. Y'all know the player partner is in the building. Mr. Trotty Thotty himself. Man is in the building. What's up with it?
It's getting cold and I'm living it.
No.
Are you cold with the cold?
I'm living it.
What's wrong with the cold?
No, it's not 54-45 in the morning.
But you should be using it. I always freeze you over here in the studio.
No, I ain't talking about here. I'm talking about at the house, boy. If you don't, you forget to cut your heat on at night, boy, and you wake up middle of the night.
Man,
that's on
it,
you.
It's 54-45. Oh, no, Jack, that ain't it.
Then I had to go to Walmart last night at like 11 almost, right before they closed. It was cold as a bitch last night.
Oh, boo.
Yeah, man.
Mm-mm.
I had to convince my wife to come with me. You know women don't like the cold, boy.
Then you should have just went, damn it.
Nah. You got to come get this with me.
Get your shot.
Can see what it was. She wanted some cereal.
Oh, boy. Y'all
and it wasn't but a little bit of milk left. So I'm like, man, I'm finna go get some milk, bro, because we both gonna eat some cereal, or nobody finna eat some cereal in this bitch. We ain't cooked nothing either.
We had to go 50-50 on the decision.
Yeah, man. So I just went got a whole new gallon before they closed.
Too much. However, y'all, it's been a crazy couple of weeks. Y'all know Krim is right upon us at the same time now.
Over here?
You feel me? Two weeks.
Damn.
You dig?
I think my Christmas out the way, though.
Mine ain't nowhere near.
I got to start.
Well, I ain't going to say it's out the way because I ain't did nothing for my wife yet, but my daughter going to Italy, so
dig
I've
kind of
been chipping away at that for the past month. You know, that's kind of her present. Her and my sister going over there for like 11 days.
Okay. Overseas with it.
My sister travel a lot. She's been like every country down there, so many places, but she just want to bring my daughter with her.
Okay. Dig that, moving and shaking. So, talking about moving and shaking, the earth has been moving and shaking beneath all these players in Hollywood, you know, I'm talking about with these sexual assault charges.
I just seen a new one this morning.
And who might that be?
I can't remember now.
I'm about to refresh you. They just had a damn filing against Takeoff.
Yes, Takeoff.
So somebody just popped
and they want
up,
the mama to
and,
hold up
and the family to hold that down, bruh. At some point, this is I said last week. This for some people is a money grab. For some, you know, what I'm talking about
how can you do that if you ain't got no proof or nothing,
bruh? This is a full money grab. Now this is a full because. The man ain't even here to defend himself to be in any type of trouble
so,
or whatever.
All right, so it seemed like she would have went after somebody else who's here if it was true, though. I mean, if it wasn't true.
But again, what do you doing?
I ain't saying it is, but I'm saying like,
how can you
would
go
not go after Offset?
No,
he's here. He got more money.
Yeah, when he's here, not a damn near a year after he
I'm going
killed.
After Takeoff. And he's gone.
A year after he's dead. Think about this. Hold up. Think about it. A year after he's dead, right around the same time that everybody putting these sexual assault cases together.
This
when the statute of limitations is damn near at its end, and then all this come up, and then you gonna and then the mama could possibly be responsible to pay for this.
How?
So I guess
how can you make the mama pay for it? She ain't do it.
Right.
Cause it's the estate. So if this in the estate,
it ain't like the mom had custody over him. He was a grown man.
Hey, this is why people are looking at this stuff like it's a money grab for a lot of people.
Went from snitching on dead niggas to blaming rapes on dead niggas. Like,
come on, man. And again,
they can't defend themselves. None of this shit.
Could we always go to the extreme when you hear sexual assault, everything that's regarded in there, we kind of bypass that and we go straight to the rape situation. Do you know groping a woman, that is sexual assault? You feel me? Right. So we could be talking about something as little, and bro, let me say what it is. Goddamn, your females, you get home, they want you to smack their ass, grab them, choke them, do whatever you want to do while y'all in your relationship, whatever. Whoop the whoop. So we got one side that groping is good, then you is groping is bad. So however sweet, innocent, detrimental it is to whoever is happening to, if this man literally grab your butt, and I'm going on the low end, if this dude literally grabbed your butt or smacked you on your ass walking by, should he have did it? No, definitely not condoning that.
Nope.
But if he just smacked your ass and then you wait X amount of years and then try to sue him because he smacked you on your ass, Are we really getting into this space?
Man.
We really gonna go here.
I was coming across, do you know where the 4-way stop is? Like, you going down 4th Street and you get right to a little bit past like where the church is. You know, mm-hmm. the church and the water bill place and all that stuff. It was a girl, a white girl, loading her Jeep up with something. And I just happened to look over. You know, it's a busy street, a bunch of cars. She got some shorts on, and her whole ass cheeks is out, bro. Like, while she's bending over, putting stuff in, like, mm-hmm. like, what are you doing? And all these cars passing by, like, what do you expect? You see what I'm saying? So imagine if a girl like that in the club the same way, and she walked by a guy, and he grabbed her butt.
I wonder where you were going with that. Yeah, I dig it. I mean, I dig it.
Man, some dudes just can't control that shit. Does that mean that they raped her?
No, but see, that's what
that's
I just
where it come down to. It's
so if I'm walking past a girl and she like my physique and she rub her hand down my chest,
that's sexual
harassment right there.
Or touch my ab. I can't say abs because I only got one big ab.
If a random girl see me, bro, and say she like my hair, ooh, I like your hair, and she gets to pulling on my hair, if I was the type to take it there, that could be considered a sexual assault.
And at the least, that's sexual harassment. Because you, for real, because I felt a certain way with you touching me and flirting and whatever, whatnot.
Not to cut you off, because it be coming down to people be picky about stuff. Like, say if you one of those people that's just, you call yourself pure, you got your virginity, and you've never been touched by anybody, and a random man, just based off you expressing your feminism or whatever, a random man just feel like he can approach you as one of the females that would probably like that.
Why dress like that, though?
It's a right
to express yourself.
Yeah, and that's it. Goddamn, if you want to dress goddamn provocative, you gonna.
If I dress as a homeless bum, I have no problem if somebody treats me like a homeless bum.
But you know what? It's different for dudes. Cause guess what? If a dude run around here with just say, I'm kind of.
If I dress like
offset.
A girl, like a faggot, treat me like a faggot. I ain't got no problem with that.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah. Some people just take stuff too.
You know what I'm talking about? I mean,
it's different because it's the woman.
It's a female, yeah.
It's only different because it's the woman.
Yeah.
Now I got a daughter. I don't believe in, you know, nobody just touching on, you know. But it just, at the end of the day, if somebody was to grab my daughter's butt while she walking down the class or whatever, even in college, I don't expect that man to go to jail for it.
Mm-hmm,
to get sued for everything he got.
A quick cut, somebody get on the forehead. But a
story, my homegirl that's a nurse, I had seen her post on Facebook one time. She said while she was nursing one time, a white doctor smacked on her ass. She had bent over to grab something, and it was a patient in the room and everything. And they didn't even have like no relationship with each mm-hmm. other, like to be talking and stuff out. You know, just regular work relationship. But she bent over, picked up something, he smacked her ass. Said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I just had to." So I'm saying, so he deserved to get.
Hey man, according to these new lawsuits and everything, yeah.
They laughed it off. She laughed it off. The patient kind of couldn't believe he did it, but she laughed it off. He laughed it off.
That's mm-hmm. the
he kind of just, wow.
Yeah, but see, that's sexual, and especially in the workplace, that's workplace harassment, sexual harassment. So that again, it's a difference between sexual harassment and sexual assault. And there's, like, everything is levels to it. Mm-hmm. So we are looking at, we don't even know what that is. We just associate that those two words with the extreme. Yep. And we don't go no, we don't backtrack and look at no other level besides that. And that has us in a funky
man,
space.
Man, women know we ain't be hornballs.
Women be hornballed. You feel me? It's just, hey, man, we are just in that.
It's only a problem if you got some money and I ain't getting none. Mm-hmm.
Hey, hell, sir. That's the way they play that shit off. Like you said, they laughed it off or whatever, joking about it. Then she get home, she think about it. And now she really deciding on how she really felt about it. Like, you know what? I really feel played about it. You know what I'm saying? How do I post it? And that's a big old thing. Mm-hmm. It's a big sexual assault, whatever, workplace assault, however the case may be.
Hey, man. Folk need to walk light out here regardless, male and female, everybody need to, dudes, y'all need to walk light out here, because, boy, look here, if it come back to you, hey, everybody ain't going.
And you got some that out there that'll blackmail you on purpose.
That's why I let you ride with me that time. Remember? One of my sessions, I guess, I don't know, man that got into it, he kicked her ass out the car. And she was right up the street, needed a ride.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. I said, I come get you. It was cold or raining or some shit like that. Yeah. I said, come get you right up by the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Trotty, you gonna have to ride with me, because shit, motherfuckers say anything if it's just you and them.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Shit, wild, man.
Try to blackmail you.
Hey, boy, look here. Talking about wild stuff, you know what I'm talking about? Kanye just dropped a new album stream. Y'all, now you know, like you seen, he's been in, where was he at with the new studio set up?
Desert, I don't know.
Arizona.
I don't know, but that shit was played though. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Man, that nigga put a studio out in the desert, bro.
I believe it.
Nah, it's wide open, Jay. Goddamn.
It's wide open.
Yeah, like this is some space. This is a Kanye
shit. See,
I got the picture on my phone. I'll show it to you.
If it's recorded out there and they getting that natural desert reverb, whatever it may carry, whatever, however the wind may shift off the valley or whatever.
Nah, they probably got to move out there.
they got the. It's the whole thing, but it's like a vibe that you
get. What if that's his reason, though? That would be my reason.
It's the vibe that you get. Though,
yeah,
dig it
from being out there. Like even when I make beats at the crib, it's a different beat than when I make over here. You know what I'm saying? When I make beats in LA, it's a different that beat too. Than I make down here.
I feel that too.
And I think he just wanted to get into a different headspace.
Did y'all see the live stream the other night? Y'all didn't catch that?
With the preview and some of the music?
Nah, it was the whole album for the most part.
Yeah,
he had all the big dogs came out.
We had to play a clip.
Lil Durk.
They was all in the was
Kodak
all Black.
Black. Crip Brown.
Kodak Black on the song with Bad Bunny.
Dig that.
Hey, Kanye West. Bad Bunny, Kodak Black, and Chris.
Running through the room. Through the roof.
Yeah, and then.
Gangsta Gills. Shout out Gangsta Gills. Yeah. Hey.
Who's Gangsta Gills?
Freddie Gibbs.
Oh, okay.
Freddie Gibbs, he was out. Everybody was out. He even got Northwest rapping on the track. You know what I'm talking about?
I love Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah.
I thought you
man.
About to say Northwest. I was about to say, you done heard some more music from You with Freddie Gibbs music?
Yeah, he's skirt.
What y'all think this new Kanye album gonna do? Because everything I heard, even the Backstreet Boys sample is iconic already. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all really got to go back into that. I know there's a clip somewhere on the internet with just that little part of the stream, bro. But the song is wide open, cuz. It's
hard. I wasn't
hard.
Too into Kanye's last album.
The Donda.
Yeah, all right.
Donda 2 or Donda 1?
Whatever his last album
was
when
two.
He was in the Mercedes Benz.
Okay, that was 2.
I'm like, bro, you did a bit much to be coming out with an album that sound like this. Now the beats be creative. You know, the beats be creative. But, you know, I don't know. It take a lot with me over music-wise, bro.
Yes, indeed.
A lot.
Y'all know, what you call it? Speaking about music, 50-year hip-hop, the Grammys have finally threw their hat in the ring, said, y'all come on, y'all catch the play on that?
Boosie?
No, I'm talking about the whole performance. They had everybody in there. Wayne, goddamn, Bun B, LL Cool J, Public Enemy, Queen Latifah.
Boosie performed Wipe Me Down, right?
Yeah, he
but
performed.
But that ain't even his song, is it?
That's Fox. We all know that's Fox song.
But I'm saying, how you think Fox felt watching that?
I mean, at the end of it, because you...
Nah, they with the Rod Wave stuff.
I mean, you only gonna get
but
you gotta think this. We know. So if y'all don't know this, that Wipe Me Down is originally Fox's record. They took and remixed it. That's why he said at the beginning, this would be the remix, badass. You know, I'm talking about Savage Life. That's why he says that like that. But it being so big and Boosie that, I mean, everybody know. B-O-O-S-I-E-B-A. And it's up. You know what I'm talking about? But that's Boosie's biggest record. So,
yeah, but everybody also know Fox verse, what is, how his verse start off?
Oh, yeah, I pull up at the club, VIP.
All drinks out.
You feel me?
What did he say? So I heard somebody breaking that down one time. He was like, it had to be some good times back then, because what he was talking about, he ain't had no money, but he went to the club, clean, fresh, bought drinks for everybody.
He wouldn't put no gas in my car.
Yeah, that was the part.
You feel
the
me?
The gas in your car.
Man, look, bro, but again, they finally put Boo finally, you know Boo, he gonna cry about it, he gonna whine, he gonna talk about it, he gonna do everything. They didn't put him on the Grammys. Boy, you can't tell Boosie nothing now. You understand me? You couldn't tell him nothing beforehand. But you really can't. I got me a Grammy performance. But it was a whole thing. JD, he come off the JD set, JD brought him out. Like the whole night was epic. And even one thing, y'all got to go watch this now. The Fresh Prince. Now I don't know if y'all know y'all Grammy history, but the hip hop at the first Grammys, it wasn't televised. Yeah. They didn't televise the hip hop for the first couple of years. Hmm. So with that being done, Fresh Prince and them, they boycotted everything. Hmm. This year when they doing a performance, he wore the exact same goddamn Phillies uniform that he wore on his first Grammys. You know what I'm talking about? A little nostalgic moment, you know, at the same time and everything. Like I said, it was a cool thing, but y'all know we've had our ups and downs, the love-hate relationship from the urban community with the Grammys. Yeah. It is what it is, but you know what I'm talking about? For them to take what they did for this 50 years and put all of those years and all of those different sessions, you had representation from all over the U.S., you know what I'm talking about, from... Damn, back in the 70s up until now, you know what I'm talking about? Shout out Glorilla did a thing, you feel me? Like, this. Shout out to the Grammys, you feel me?
I'm gonna be there for 75 years.
Come on. The real way, man.
75
baby.
Years of hip hop.
You know what I'm talking about?
Me too.
Look, talking about some hip hop, man. I don't know if y'all recent album just popped out, man. I've been on everything, goddamn. Nicki Minaj just dropped the Pink Print, too.
I've been hearing some bad reports on it.
It ain't typical Nicki. It's a little tweet.
Pop music and shit.
It's more on that and that's it feels like that space.
Why do they do that? Why does an artist do that?
Because at some point you can only grab your people and do but so much.
So put half and half.
No. I'm gonna just get up out of here.
So do you tell your people this album ain't for y'all?
No. I mean, you got to think, like you said, is you been seeing mixed things. Like, the song she got.
I ain't seen nobody say that like the album.
I have.
You know what?
I just said I've been seeing bad reviews.
Future did that on me. I'm a diehard Future fan.
Yeah.
So when Future first started coming out, he was with on the more laid back, the honest tracks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But when him himself figured out that shit wasn't working, he was like, all right, I'm gonna give him that ratchet shit, that raw shit.
Mm-hmm.
That what drew me in. But I ain't like the first one, I'm a Future fan, but I ain't like your debut album. So he got them ratchet mixtapes, then he got the mixtapes, like the more laid back where he's talking about women and he's talking about tricking and stuff. Some of those I don't really just be messing with. It be different vibes for different fans.
That's
but
what
if
I'm
they're
saying.
A diehard fan, they still gonna ride with the artist no matter what.
I've been seeing folks that they don't too much care for.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this, cause the first single that's out right now and it's going to be big. Give it a couple of weeks. Called Everybody with her and Lil Uzi. It's what was Uzi's song?
We got another one.
Yes, that, but it is. I cannot think of the
sample.
Remember
to the movie again?
Huh? But yeah, man, it I'm talking about it. The sample is the vibe of it, bro. It's cool. It's cool as hell, man. It's that fist pump, Jersey crazy junk. You feel me? But that's gonna be a big ass record.
I like Scarlett. I ain't gonna lie. I like Scarlett. I like Scarlett.
I heard
that.
Not that
song. You ain't get stuck with them.
That song, all right.
Man, that shit, that jam.
But that bleak. she got out right now?
Yeah.
That Blick hard and her first single, but I like her freestyles.
Okay.
If you go back and listen to her freestyle before she blew up,
yeah,
she got a lot of them on her page.
Yeah, showing up.
She was snapping, bro. Like, she could really, really rap. Like, Nicki Minaj could really, really rap. Yeah. Scarlett could really rap.
Man.
But look, that's why they forward on.
And finish on some brother family shit, goddamn. Have y'all seen the shit been going on with Finesse and his brother and our everybody?
Yeah.
So y'all know now we're in sue season. His brother talking about suing him for whatever, I guess, physical damage, whatever. Like, what are we doing here now, man? We gotta sue our brothers because we got in a fight. And we gotta sue now.
It ain't that. That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't have come down to that.
One, y'all back and forth in public, so now y'all are leaning on public opinion. Y'all got people like us talking about this stuff.
That's his younger brother.
Mm-hmm.
This was crazy.
Finesse older.
Yeah.
This was crazy about that. It ain't like he did the shit and publicly humiliated you on video. Yeah, you came to the internet to talk about this.
You went online. Let me get my one.
That could have been a brother on brother brawl behind the scenes, and then it was what it was. Mm-hmm. But to take it to suing, that's just fine. It's money grab.
Yeah,
we need a money grab button.
He talking about, man, everybody know me, man. I get money, man. I'm a hustler, man. But you want to sue?
Hey, man.
For a fight. I got jumped before. I couldn't sue none of them niggas.
Not by your partner, not by your brother. If Bailey would have jumped you, goddamn.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to sue that little boy.
Oh, shit.
Nah, that shit crazy.
It's crazy. Look, it's sue season. I don't know if y'all seen Moneybag. He got served.
Man, that's crazy. What are you getting sued for? That's a crazy way to get served. Right,
so,
there.
In 2021.
Did you see his face?
Like, what the hell, bro? Bro, that's how they hit you. So, 2021, he had a festival show. He went, whatever the private plane situation was, he went and tweeted out, I can't make it because my jet plans is messed up. Whatever, we'll try to get another date. Evidently, that other date didn't come around. So, as a promoter, y'all finna give me this money back and whatever, whoop the whoop.
Man, imagine having to wait that long.
That's what I was going to say.
So, evidently, they couldn't get a hold to him. So, that's why you got served.
Imagine
at your
having
joint.
To deal with that backlash after you get that text from the artist and all these people is out here waiting to see that artist, and you got to deal with all that backlash, bro.
Hey, man.
Like, you got to tell them that something happened, blah, blah, blah.
Nah, you'd be getting on your storytelling.
You feel?
Charlotte, I was supposed to be there. Wherever he was supposed to be. Where he was supposed to be at?
This is some spot out. It was a festival out in L.A. So you got to think, this festival, this big money. There's some good hot money. But again, your private jet situation ain't got nothing to do with them. They didn't probably pay they probably paid for that flight. You know what I'm talking about? Now you could have
found another one.
Venue, all this shit.
You feel me? It's a lot. You feel me? But hey, man, it is what it is.
He should have went and bought another ticket.
Well, he
want to
do it,
go to the airport, get a regular ticket.
Get a quick, but who knows about this flight?
Put your ski mask on.
However,
they don't want to get in the airport without wearing their chains and all that shit, though.
It's 2023, so we've had a year plus to redo a date on it. So, and y'all don't want to honor nothing. So,
man got his own shit.
Now we got to go to litigation.
You think he's had a free weekend since 2020?
Yeah,
2020.
Yeah,
2021.
21.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's had a what you call it. Y'all could have did this 6-7 months. I wouldn't.
I don't see a motherfucker like Moneybag having a free weekend unless he cancel shit or something. I'm saying, like, even right now, you know everybody calling, bro. He gonna have to stack them weekends up. You gotta just keep stacking. Keep
but
stacking,
you gotta think that's why he tours more than anything. You know what I'm talking about? So those little offset days.
But even when you ain't got a show, like, I'm pretty sure he's pulling up somewhere and doing some type of giveaway, some type of media, some type of interview, or something
studio
for the weekend.
Or whatever.
For the week, it's always something to do.
It's not necessarily a show, but
he would probably just kicking it down you know what I'm saying, like rolling it down the priority list because it was old news. Mm-hmm. So you handling everything as a priority right now and just steady kicking it and kicking it. It's a certain word for that too. What is it called? When you kick certain important shit you supposed to do, you just kick and you just kick it out the way. I forgot what it's. It's a certain word for it.
I thought I knew exactly what you're talking about.
I forgot.
Procrastinate, goddamn it, shit.
It ain't really procrastinating. You're not handling things in the order of, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't forgetting them either.
Yeah, you just keep kicking it down the
you making
the road.
Yeah, you getting the priority shit first, and then whatever. I don't know.
It's a word, bro. I just forgot what it is.
Yes, indeed.
So it's a word in business that they use for that shit.
Indeed.
That's a different lifestyle there, though.
Hey, man. A lot of money and a lot of things. You understand?
Bro, I just be trying to see it from both sides. Like, I done seen Jay take niggas verse money, and then he'll come to the studio and work on it, all his own stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's because he wants to get in the studio and work on his own stuff. So yep. He just keep kicking it down, until finally it's a threat in some type of way.
Yeah.
It's mandatory that you got to do it now, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's how it roll, man. Man, it's been a while. What we got going on for the weekend, man?
I got a party this weekend.
Party.
Chilling.
And we chilling.
Chilling.
And I'm probably going to be editing something.
And I'm available to work on Christmas if y'all want to book.
That way, that's him.
You feel me? Christmas Eve, New Year's, any day. I don't care. It's my birthday, your birthday. I'm ready to work.
That way, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. All the links down there at the Music PP every which way. Heartbeats ENT, TM Hero, DJ Big Out 228, all that good shit. Y'all know where to go, how it go, all that good stuff, man. We up out of here. The Music Playground. You did.
Yes, sir.